Welcome back to Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. For 26 weeks now, Coloradans have been telling us their best stories in our series, Here's What Happened. It all started with Sarah Haney of Denver, who gave birth in her car. Once she finally reached the hospital, the nurses weren't quite sure what to do.
Mass confusion, because they're like, what do we put for time of birth? What do we put for delivering doctor? They left it blank. I suggested they put me, but they said I wasn't a doctor, so apparently that doesn't count.
And more great stories poured in. I want to share a few of our favorites and present the next project we want you to be a part of. Just recently, one of these stories was recognized by the Associated Press in Colorado for Best Radio Feature. It was Melissa McQueen's story. She lives in Denver, and she lost most of her toes to frostbite after getting lost in the wilderness with her husband and father-in-law. This was following a spring storm that set in on Mount Evans. It was getting late, and they were exhausted. So
we laid down, and we decided to use the dog as a pillow, and we found some waterproof matches, but there was nothing that was dry enough to burn. We tried burning everything, including the money out of my husband and father-in-law's wallets. We decided in this haze of the hypothermia that since my boots were wet, we should get them off. And I just remember at one point during the night, my feet bounced together, and they made this kind of crunching noise. And I always say it's like two frozen chicken breasts hitting each other.
Melissa said she learned a valuable lesson that day about respecting the mountain. She still hikes today, but takes a lot of precautions. All the stories from this series are on our website, cpr.org. And the one that's gotten the most hits there is from Brian Lee of Denver, who was bullied in high school. One day in the cafeteria, some guys were throwing food at him and at his friends.
Finally, like an apple core hit my friend Mahershi, and something inside snapped. You know, I've been bullied a lot in middle school, and I made a promise to myself that summer, never again. And I guess it was like the first time I ever had an adrenaline rush, because if it was like a comic book, I would turn green, like I would have ripped off my shirt, Brian, smash now. So I got up from my seat, and I walked over to that table, and I stood behind one of those guys who was throwing garbage, and I grabbed him by the hair, and I pulled his head back, and looked him in the eye and asked, why are you throwing stuff at us?
You might think Brian was toast after that, but in fact, the bullies were totally taken by surprise, and it transformed the rest of his high school years. Animal stories were big in this series, like last week's story of a whale attack. But I gotta say, the most memorable animal story came from Delisa Mayer, who grew up with a chimpanzee.
Bessie did everything we did. She brushed her teeth like we did. From the age of 2 and on, she would never let my mother dress her. She wanted to pick out her own clothes, just like any normal kid. She got into trouble like we did. We had fights. I remember sitting at the table, because we always had our meals together at home. I would sit next to her, and she'd pinch me under the table. And I wasn't as smart as she was, so I'd haul off and whack her, and I would be the one who was caught. I was always in trouble, sent off, and then Bessie would curl her lips up, laughing at me.
So that's just a taste of the stories Coloradans have shared with us over these last 6.5 months. And now, Here's What Happened is winding down. We may bring it back from time to time, and your story is still welcome at cpr.org. I've also posted a story there that I love to tell, even though it's about one of the most embarrassing moments of my journalism career. But what's next? Well, it's a series we call Words That Speak to Me. We want folks to share quotations, sayings, even song lyrics or short passages that they live by. We want to know how these words came into your life and why they're important to you. They could be from Gandhi, your grandmother, or Lady Gaga, for that matter. So to share these words that speak to you, sign up at our Public Insight Network, which is also at cpr.org.